Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Another session of 1% plus falls for the benchmark US indices overnight to cap the worst monthly performance for equity markets in 2 years. The Dow fell 380 points or 1.5% and the broader S&P 500 down 1.1% to snap a 10-month winning streak for both indices. On a total return basis, the S&P 500 fell 2.6% over the course of the month. That drop represents the benchmark indices' first such decline since October 2016 and brings an uninterrupted 15-month rally to a close, comfortably the longest such streak in the history of the S&P. The tech-centric Nasdaq fell 0.8% overnight to leave the index nursing its biggest monthly decline since October 2016. For the month of February, the Dow lost 4%, S&P 500 3.9% and Nasdaq 1.9%. In other news, music streaming service Spotify has filed for a direct listing of up to $1 billion US dollars with the US Securities and Exchange Commission. The dollar index rose 0.3% to 90.63 to be on track for its best month in over a year. On the US economic data front, US GDP was slightly revised lower to 2.5%. Europe's main markets closed lower, with basic resources, utilities and healthcare leading the declines. Both Germany's DAX and France's CAC shed 0.44%. Heavyweight mining stocks dragged London's FTSE lower to leave the index with a 4% loss for the month. BHP Billiton fell 2%, Anglo American 3.3%, as weak China manufacturing numbers for February prompted some selling of resource stocks. Elsewhere, there are reports that both electronics retailer Macklin and Toys R Us UK have collapsed into administration, putting 5,500 jobs from both companies at risk. A firmer US dollar and soft China manufacturing data weighed on the base metals complex. Copper fell 1.3%. to around $3.14 a pound, its lowest level since the 13th of February. Nickel eased 0.3%, aluminium was down 0.7% and nickel down 1.1%. Just on the China data yesterday, the official manufacturing purchasing managers index hit a 19-month low in February, with Lunar New Year holidays contributing to a slowing business activities. The official manufacturing PMI printed at 50.3 in February, lower than both consensus expectations of 51.2 and January's reading of 51.3. Spot iron ore fell 54 cents to 78.61 a metric tonne. Gold futures were little changed, around $1,319, stabilising after the previous session's 1.1% fall. Oil prices concluded the month with sharp falls as traders digested the latest official weekly inventory data that recorded quite large builds in both crude and gasoline stocks. WTI tumbled $1.37 to $61.64 a barrel. Brent lost 85 cents to $65.78 a barrel. Brent fell about 4.7% in February, its first monthly loss since June last year. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 4 basis points to 2.864%. However, Fed Fund futures markets are now pricing in a probability of 99% for 3 US interest rate hikes in 2018. That's up from around 60% prior to new Fed Chair Jerome Powell's testimony before Congress. And the markets are also pricing in a 74% probability of 4 interest rate hikes. Aussie dollar weaker again this morning, buying 77.64 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.